Bully solutions. Do kids tease each other at your school? Teasing is normal. Most of the time, it is harmless. But sometimes teasing crosses the line. Then it becomes bullying, which is a serious problem. Teasing becomes bullying when it is done with malice. Pushing and shoving and even fights can take place. The U.S. Department of Justice conducted a survey in 2010. The results of this study showed that 1 in 5 kids has been bullied. Schools have tried different solutions to the bullying problem. One started a bully buster box. Students could report any bullying they saw by dropping notes into the box. They did not have to sign their names if they chose not to. This scared some bullies. They were not so quick to pick on someone if they knew they would be reported. Another school had student meetings once a week. The students sat in a circle and talked face to face. At these meetings, the bullies were sometimes the first to confess. They often felt guilty and unhappy about their actions. In the last several years, there has been a gradual rise in internet bullying. If you are like many young people, you go on the internet. You send or receive emails. You might even like to talk on chat rooms or social networking sites. If you do any of those things, you should learn more about bullying online. Online bullies have a bad attitude, and they can do some very bad things. They may send mean, hurtful messages to individuals. That can make anyone feel miserable. If you get a mean or scary message and feel you are being bullied, there are steps you can take to defend yourself. Delete all messages from the bully without reading or opening them. Over time, this may cause the bully to take the hint and leave you alone. If your friends are being bullied, tell them to do the same. The best thing you can do is tell a parent or teacher what is happening. This information is key to stopping bullies. Finally, a good relationship between adults and students is the most helpful thing of all.